Today, we lost another legend in country music. Charlie Daniels passed away at the age of 83 due to a stroke. T100 remembers the music of Charlie Daniels. Over the course of 60-plus years, it's hard to pick songs like this one. It's easy. As we sing along, people say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. Long-haired country boy. Charlie Daniels Band on T100.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. 'Cause I get stoned in the morning. Get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound. I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. A man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll, wants me to send a donation, cause he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true, but sometimes I think that preacher man would like to do a little walking too. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Remembering the music of Charlie Daniels this week, you know what? Charlie had a great sense of humor as well. And he was on the early days, which were funny, really funny, of David Letterman in 1982, an all-time classic. You got to search this one out. He taught David Letterman how to chew tobacco. Of course, he spit it out right away. At least he didn't barf or anything like that. Charlie Daniels released his debut album in 1970. The song we're about to hear was also found on the Fire on the Mountain album in 1974. Trudy, turn this up. It's the Afternoon Vinyl on T100.
Call up Trudy on the telephone. Send a letter in the mail. Tell I'm hung up in Dallas. They won't let me out of this jail. John Lee Walker was a car mechanic. Had a hand for trouble and an eye for cash. Luckiest man in Dallas County. He had a gold watch chain and a black mustache. And he loved his whiskey and he loved his women. Drove a big long Cadillac limousine.
have a big, fine, fancy townhouse in Dallas. And a hotel suite in New Orleans. Curtis Sweet's playing knife in his left field pocket. And a 44 hog leg up under his coat. Cut you down in a New York minute. If they catch you cheating, that was all she wrote. So call up Trudy on the telephone. Send her a letter in the mail. They won't let me out of this jail. If she asks you how I'm faring, then I'm just about to lose my mind. Word about old Johnny Lee Walker and the girl I left behind. I just got to town last Friday evening. Sure as hell didn't mean to stay. I was on my way back to Louisiana. Had a powerful thirst and 6 months pay. I met a peroxide blonde in a bar on D-Bell. I was flying high and feeling mean. Poured down a bottle and a half of red eye. I dropped $35 in the slot machine. And the boys in the back was a dealing seven card. Sit down and won me 110. I was raking in chips like Graff took Richmond. The big John Lee called me strolling in. He ripped off the table like a 707. Pretty soon he done won all of my bread. I accused him of cheating. He reached for a pistol. I grabbed the chair and went upside of his head. And then I took off the running like a motorcycle. A wood. Heard the bullets whining and the sirens wail. But it took half the cops in Dallas County just to put one coon-ass boy in jail. So call up Trudy on the telephone. Send a letter in the mail. Hung up in Dallas, and they won't let me out of this jail. If you ask me how I'm faring, well, I'm just about to lose my mind. A word about old Johnny Lee Walker and the girl I left behind. Call up Judy on the telephone. Send a letter in the mail.
Remembering the music of Charlie Daniels this week, thanks to our friends at Wall to Wall Floors in Millersport, we go to the lead single of the same album with the same title, which is kind of the same thing. Duh. Class of 1989, it was released in August, a song that laments a self-proclaimed honest man expressing frustrations, barely getting by despite making an honest living, being honest as dishonest politicians, yep, yep, yep. Criminals are allowed to get away with anything. Charlie Daniels always was the man that always told you how he felt. And this song says it all. Simple Man. Charlie Daniels on the Afternoon Vinyl.
I ain't nothing but a simple man. They call me a redneck, a reckon that I am. But this thing's going on, make me mad down to the core. I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street. And I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more.
Tell our kids to just say no. And then some panty-waist judge lets a drug dealer go. He slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind, let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. I'm the kind of man who'd not harm a mouse. But if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but a darn show will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. I put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today. People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Good afternoon, I'm Wild Wally. It's time for the T100 Afternoon Vinyl. Thanks to Wall to Wall Floors and Miller's Flooring, a big shout out for them. They love the classics like You and I. Cleaning this record off is one of my good finds for a dollar. Yeah. Honey in the Rock. You know, if you bought the single, the little record with the big hole in the middle, the flip side, the B-side, was called Funky Junkie. Charlie definitely has some great music. Back in the early 70s, we go to the class of 1973. Peace signs, mag wheels, four on the floor, tire goes flat. Where? Jackson, Mississippi, of course. And he ends up in a redneck bar. Uneasy Rider. Charlie Daniels on the Afternoon Vinyl.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now, just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses is catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.